American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. It's Friday. Thank goodness. And we have quite a show for you today. I will be joined by Stuart Rhodes in the third hour to discuss how you can help make your neighborhood safer by getting together with a bunch of friends and, joining a militia. The way America was supposed to be. A lot to get to. Daily Dispatch in the next segment. First, let's go to this report about the so-called alien invasion.
In this historical time of awakening, there are now millions of souls across the earth witnessing a powerful hidden hand manipulating humanity. Hidden, so it has no name, so it does not exist in the minds of labels and names. Hidden in the shadows, we will call it the Cabal. This great awakening is the greatest threat the Cabal has ever faced. And we have seen this criminal cabal deploy false flag after false flag to maintain their greatest power, invisibility. Here we will explore the most dire false flag event imaginable, the fake alien invasion. The alien UFO phenomena can be traced back for millennia. We could spend days going through the entire alien UFO mystery with all its fascinating half-truths and misinformation. But these details have been made into a distraction. What matters is if it's possible. Is the threat real? The technology exists. Before World War II, Nikola Tesla died, and we are told by the FBI that his groundbreaking technologies disappeared. After the start of World War II, Dr. Walther Gerlach, an expert on the fluorescence of mercury ions in the strong magnetic field, was brought onto the highly classified DeGlock project, otherwise known as the Bell. Surviving documents suggest that the Bell involved strange anti-gravity and time-altering effects. After the war, the entire project disappeared. Several Nazi scientists came to America under Operation Paperclip, where many of them joined Freemason astronauts and Jack Parsons' Satanist rocket fuel scientists to form NASA. Prior to this, the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951 was enacted, which allowed the U.S. government to suppress any new technology deemed a threat to the country. This led to the suppression of Stanley Meyer's water-fueled car, John Hutchinson's mysterious Hutchison effect. And as of 2010, over 5,000 inventions have been rendered secret. Through all this time, UFO sightings became more common. The entire alien UFO phenomena becomes a part of pop culture. The U.S. military develops direct energy weapons. Inexplicable damage seen at the World Trade Center 9/11 attacks and the California wildfires suggest some type of advanced weapon technology that has the ability to melt glass and steel and burns homes into a pulverized footprint of powdered ash. Whistleblowers with Stephen Greer's ongoing disclosure project have witnessed government projects wherein civilians are abducted in fake alien abduction scenarios. They have seen the top secret UFO type crafts that our military is developing, and they claim it would easily fool the public as being alien technology. If the Cabal were to deploy the fake alien invasion, it could be game over. The mask mandates have revealed how easily compliant the population is. They will believe whatever they are told. And the rest of us could be wiped out within weeks with direct energy weapons and whatever else they have up their sleeve. We are now seeing a sort of disclosure as if they are preparing us, continuing to warn us of the alien threat. We know the Cabal has the will to do this, and it seems they have the means as well. But if we can destroy this evil cancer, then humanity has a chance. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. hell. Everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get Storable Food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying or super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com and band.video. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Big show today. We'll be taking your calls, of course, and Stuart Rhodes will be joining me in the third hour. I wore my nice tie because last time Stuart Rhodes was on this program, footage of it ended up in 60 minutes. So I got to look good for our national audience, our normie audience, our mainstream interlopers. Very excited to speak to him. We'll be talking about, it'll be an in-depth interview on one particular topic, and that is what you can do in your community right now, this very afternoon or this weekend, to help start to organize neighborhood defense watches and protect yourself. If the police are being defunded, that doesn't mean you have to be a victim. We have a right to protect ourselves in this great country. And even though Democrats are rapidly attempting to disabuse us of that right, it still exists and it would behoove you to exercise it. So I'm very excited to talk to Stuart Rhodes in the third hour. But let's begin this morning, as we do every morning, with our daily dispatch, shall we? Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 23rd of April, 2021. Continuing their onslaught, their rampage, their rage against all things legal, the Democrats have voted to make D.C. a state. It has passed the House. The House, in a party-line vote on Thursday, approved legislation to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the nation, sending the bill to the Senate. Winning a vote in the Senate would likely require ending the filibuster that requires most legislation to clear a 60-vote hurdle. Even then, not all 50 Democrats in the Senate back making D.C. a state. I thought this paragraph was interesting. They say, Republicans have opposed giving D.C. statehood in part because it would likely lead to two more Democratic senators and a Democratic House member, given the district's population's political leanings. President Biden won the district's three electoral votes in last year's election with 92% of the vote. Isn't that interesting? The report says that the Republicans are opposing this because the district votes 92% Democrat. Interesting framing, isn't it? Couldn't you just as easily say the Democrats want this statehood because they vote 92%? But no. Democrats are pure, altruistic. They just want representation after all. It's those mean Republicans that are playing political games, right? Of course not. Of course, this is specifically disallowed by our Constitution. The article continues to say they have also offered other arguments against statehood, stating that the founders didn't intend for the city to be a state, or that it would be better for Washington to become part of an existing state such as Maryland. There's another argument against statehood. It's that the founders specifically set up Washington, D.C. to never be a state, and they made it illegal for it to be so. So, of course, they're just throwing it all out in the pursuit of political domination. But if you resist it, you're the bad one and you're the one playing political games. Moving on to the biggest story of the week, which was, of course, the Chauvin trial. Alternate juror on Chauvin trial says she feared riots and people turning up at her home. A woman who sat as an alternate juror on the Derek Chauvin trial told a local news station that she was concerned about rioting and destruction, as well as people turning up at her house if they were angry at the verdict. The story at Infowars.com goes on to say, judging by Christensen's remarks, the guilty verdict would have clearly been influenced not primarily by the evidence, but by the threat of mass rioting and threats to her own personal safety. She says, I did not want to go through rioting and destruction again, and I was concerned people coming to my house if they were not happy with the verdict. So there you go, folks. Mob rule. Now, aren't you so glad the Democrats passed an anti-lynching bill yesterday? We don't want people being lynched in the streets. They should be lynched in the courts. The mob should exert their power through intimidating jurors, not the accused. Come on, folks. It's the 21st century. New footage shows Micaiah Bryant yelling, quote, I'm going to stab the F out of you, B, during knife attack. New footage of the moments before she was shot dead by a police officer during a knife attack shows Micaiah Bryant yelling, I'm going to stab the F out of you, further vindicating the officer's response. There's a new video out from a security camera across the street that shows once again as the eyewitness Ira Graham III told the Columbia's Dispatch, video doesn't lie, she was in full attack mode, literally aiming a knife at this young lady. So yes, folks, we're actually seeing a bit of a sea change here, as even NBC was forced to come out and apologize and correct themselves for their deceptive editing that we covered yesterday on this program. A sign at the George Floyd Square gives a list of special orders for white visitors. The square where George Floyd was murdered by ex-Minnesota cop Derek Chauvin now has a sign with special rules for white people. The placard at the entrance of the George Floyd Square in Minnesota calls it a sacred space for community public grief and protest, telling visitors to honor the space as a place to connect and grieve as caring humans. All hail St. George. St. George Floyd, hail to thee. By the way, it's St. George's Day. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. The placard says, decenter yourself and come to listen, learn, mourn, and witness. The first bullet point reads, adding, remember, you're here to support, not be supported. Be mindful of whether your volume, pace, and movements are supporting or undermining your efforts to decenter yourself. I guess if you dress things up in like really flowery, weak language, it's okay all of a sudden to say this sort of stuff. A woman named Bella insisted the sign was a result of community efforts consisting of white people as well. She says, nothing is segregated. I believe if this was vice versa, you'd understand. I'm fine with this, though, she wrote. Yeah, it'd be fine if this was the same way around. A sign telling black people, hey, watch your volume and your pace, black people around here. You're not here to get help from us. You're here to serve us. You're here to support, not be supported. Okay, blacks? That'd be fine, right? We'd be okay with that, right? Okay. By the way, Arizona's state audit of Maricopa County is underway. The results are coming in. This may be the most transparent audit in U.S. history. The auditors have selected by the Arizona Senate are providing video access to the world of their audit activities in real time, as it should be. But again, you know, things are so crooked and screwed up. Who knows what the outcome of this will be, but at least they're trying. At least they have live views of all the security cameras so we can crowdsource the observation here. Oh, but what's this? Democrats sue to stop Maricopa County, Arizona election audit. That's right. The Arizona Democratic Party and the sole Democrat on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has filed a lawsuit seeking to block the Arizona Senate's ballot recount and audit of the county's 2020 election. That's right, folks. The election was totally safe, totally secure, not at all fraudulent whatsoever. Okay, well, then let's do an audit. It should all come out clean. What? No, don't audit it. No, what? Shut up. You can't. No, don't do that. No, it was super safe. Don't look at the results. Don't look at the results. Don't look into it. Trust us. Listen and believe. Please, for the love of God, don't look into this because it was super safe. We'll see. We'll see how this comes out. All right. California's public universities are now going to require a COVID-19 vaccine because, as we've been saying since the beginning, the vaccine mandates will not come from the government in particular. It will be the various institutions and corporations that will enforce the requirement to be jabbed with this experimental serum. More news on this a little bit later. Marco Rubio and Elizabeth Warren, two people I wouldn't think would team up and wouldn't think I would actually support either one of these bags of gas. But they are actually planning to direct feds to review U.S. reliance on foreign countries for pharmaceuticals. That's right. They say COVID-19 made it painfully clear that we must pass meaningful legislation in order to help rebuild our nation's medical manufacturing and pharmaceutical sector. Well, my goodness, isn't that a wonderful thing? I'm not even being sarcastic. That is a wonderful thing and totally necessary. 90% of our pharmaceuticals come from China. And as they're being rather warlike and aggressive right now, it doesn't seem like the safest strategic situation to have your geopolitical enemy with their complete control over the supply of 90% of your medicine. Yeah, maybe we should take a look at this, folks. We're going to do more Daily Dispatch on the other side.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. 170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk. You're sharing with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, continuing with the Daily Dispatch, we have this breaking story from the Gateway Pundit. 30-year Navy chaplain veteran targeted again by TSA after standing on the steps of the Capitol and voluntarily speaking to the FBI, telling them he saw Antifa breaking windows. Ever since U.S. veteran Presley Stutz voluntarily agreed to speak with FBI agents about standing on the steps of the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, during the infamous Capitol building protests, he has been flagged and repeatedly searched by TSA every time he travels. 3 months after the Capitol protest, Stutz was again subject to a full body and luggage search prior to being allowed on his flight, this time recorded by a friend who was traveling with him. He had served in the Navy for 30 years, and now he's retired. He never actually went into the Capitol, but he was on the steps, and he saw people he identified as Antifa breaking windows as Trump supporters attempted to stop them. He relayed this information to the FBI and ever since has been harassed by the TSA continuously, because of course he did, because this has nothing to do with safety or the rule of law. This is political persecution, plain and simple, folks. And we're seeing it exerted on everybody and anybody who was even in Washington, D.C. that day. Meanwhile, just continuous riots and chaos from the left on city streets all over America. And again, I got to give props to Elizabeth Warren. Shame on spineless Republicans. That's the headline from Gateway Pundit. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren speaks out on harsh treatment of January 6 detainees in isolation. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren. Honestly, that's fantastic. More people should be speaking out about this. You don't have to be a Republican to understand how egregious the treatment of the so-called Capitol rioters has been, keeping them in isolation, imprisoning pregnant single mothers for weeks at a time, threatening them with decades behind bars under threat of sedition for merely walking through a door that was being held open for her by a police officer. It's completely absurd, almost as absurd as the fact that you don't have a single Republican in power that I can think of actually talking about this, actually concerned that their constituents are being hunted down across the country by federal secret police. You would think Republicans, if for no other reason than self-interest, would want to speak up about this. But no, this is just how fearful, cowardly, and spineless our so-called Republican leadership is. So Elizabeth Warren perhaps doing the first thing that, you know, I guess second thing, she had that other good thing about the pharmaceutical stuff earlier today. That's great. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren, for doing the job that no other American seems to be brave enough to do. Oh, they were insurrectionists. They were terrorists. BS. Folks, this week, there have been no less than 3-4 new side effects to the COVID vaccine. Breast milk reduction, herpes outbreaks. There's at least one more. Well, now there's another one. It's like every day we're getting a new vaccine side effect. This one even more intense than the last. The stories at InfoWars.com report Pfizer vaccine confirmed to cause neurodegenerative diseases. In a shocking new report, the COVID-19 vaccine on the COVID-19 vaccines, it has been discovered that the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine has long-term health effects not previously disclosed, including ALS, Alzheimer's, and other neurological degenerative diseases. These are prion-based diseases, according to the CDC, a form of neurodegenerative disease meaning that the Pfizer vaccine is likely to cause long-term damage and negative health effects in regards to the brain. That's why you usually test these things for at least a little while. And even after testing for 5 or 10 years, you have no idea what the downstream effects will be decades down the line. After all, these are causing permanent changes in the body at the cellular genetic level. But we should probably give it to children and pregnant women just in case, right? Moving on, Infowars.com has this story. YouTube CEO wins a Freedom of Expression Award sponsored by YouTube, of course. Here's an award, YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. If anybody speaks up about this, I will silence them. We will silence resistance to our Freedom of Expression Award. If you criticize us for giving an award to ourselves for freedom of expression, we will silence that expression. Thank you, YouTube, for highlighting once again the blatant absurdity in our fallen world. According to the Pentagon, some Pentagon officials, Russia is behind directed energy attacks on U.S. troops in Syria. In a newest dramatic allegations against suspected Russian malfeasance, the Department of Defense on Thursday revealed that it believes the Russian military targeted U.S. troops in Syria with directed energy attacks in order to make them ill and unable to conduct normal operations. So I guess what the Department of Defense is saying is Jewish space lasers. That's what that means, right? That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene was disparaged as having believed in because she liked a comment that mentioned directed energy weapons. Yeah, yet another conspiracy that happens to be entirely true, that directed energy weapons exist and are being used right now by nation states against other nation states on the field of battle, directed energy weapons. It might get you kicked out of Congress, but it is also being used on the field of war, according to the Department of Justice. Four Texas counties have declared a state of emergency over Joe Biden's open borders catastrophe. Four Texas counties declared the state of emergency earlier this week over the surge in illegal migrants due to Joe Biden's open border disaster. Another 620 unaccompanied minors were apprehended on the border on Tuesday in one giant group. Kinney County, Texas officials signed a declaration of local disaster this week. That's right, folks. A disaster, like a hurricane or a tornado or a wildfire or a big freeze. Only this time, it's not being caused by the God of the universe and nature itself. No, it's being caused by the scumbag incompetence in Washington, D.C. They are the natural disaster. The U.S. Army pulls a young girl from the Rio Grande River after she was abandoned by human smugglers. Just yet another child saved by Border Patrol after being heartlessly and ruthlessly abandoned in the Texas-Mexico deserts by the coyotes and cartels that are smuggling them into this country. Virginia is moving to eliminate all accelerated math courses before 11th grade as a part of an equity-focused plan. That's right. Folks, diversity is our strength, and that's why we have to lower all the standards across the board. The Idaho House is going in the opposite direction, passing a non-discrimination education bill. The Idaho House on Thursday, approved proposed legislation preventing schools and universities from compelling students to adopt belief systems, claiming any group of people as defined by sex, race, ethnicity, or religion are inferior or superior. About time, you know, it's about time. This really is a great thing because it is a religion, after all, that we're being faced with, this progressive religion that they have now adopted as our state religion. And here is further evidence. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has issued a blanket authorization for U.S. embassies to fly the pride flag. If you don't understand that the rainbow flag is, in fact, a religious symbol, then perhaps you don't understand why this would infuriate so many Americans that are heretics to this perverse religion. And finally, the UN elects Iran to the Commission on Women's Rights. What do I say about that?
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfowarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial if you want to call into American Journal is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Folks, in the second hour, I'm going to be doing a little week in review, as we used to do on this program. Then I had to leave for a little. We haven't done the week in review in a little while, and I think it's time we bring it back, especially this week, as the number of stories that we have that occurred this week. Again, it's like if you don't stop every 7 days and go, wait, what just happened? Hold on. Let's review real quick what the heck just went on the last 7 days. Then you totally forget these massive, very important movements going on in it becomes more difficult to connect the line, connect the dots, and draw the overarching scope of exactly what's going on. So that's what I'd like you to call in about. Of course, you're welcome to call in about anything. It's Friday, so typically we do sort of open line Fridays. But in particular, let me know if there's a story that you think is massively important from this week, one that maybe got overlooked, or anything like that, anything from this week that you think is the most important. Let me know. Call in 1-877-789-2539, and the phone lines are already filling up, so get in quick. In the third hour, I will be joined by Stuart Rhodes, founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, perhaps one of the most vilified men in America right now. They're attempting to portray Stuart Rhodes as some sort of American Osama bin Laden, which is just insane. But, it, you know, that's where we are now. So I'm very excited to speak to him. The less you're appreciated by the mainstream, the more I want to talk to you. So we're going to be discussing what you can do at home with your neighborhood to protect yourself and get ready for the future, because it's coming, folks. The police are being defunded. The gun laws are being passed. The Democrats are letting their hordes of rabid, useful idiots loose on the American people. And you don't need to stand for that. You don't need to be a victim just because people who hate you want to victimize you. That's not how it works. This is America still, whether they like it or not. Speaking of, this was made apparent to me from a follower on a viewer on Twitter. Today in Oklahoma, we expect to see a White Silence is Violence march Friday at 7:30, April 23rd, in the Trader Joe's parking lot in Oklahoma City. They say the wealthy white community has done nothing to stop the fascism, racism, and bigotry of the Oklahoma legislature and our county government, or our county government. We will march through Nichols Hills. That's Oklahoma's epicenter of white privilege and racism. The Oklahoma legislature is apparently fascist. I wasn't aware of this. Just like a bunch of good old boys, just like, you know, I'm a state legislator in Oklahoma. I want to keep the taxes low. I want everybody to be able to go out and enjoy the freedoms that our forefathers fought for. It's like, oh, I didn't realize you were a Nazi. I didn't realize you wanted to mass exterminate all non-white people, you bigot. We're going to go march through your neighborhood. So they don't march against corporations. They don't march against the centers of government, the people actually controlling the policy. No, no, they're coming to your neighborhood. So be ready for that. Be prepared. Be aware, especially if you live in some of the nicer parts of Oklahoma City tonight. Just know they're having a little march, a White Silence is Violence march. Speech is violence. Silence is violence. Violence is free speech. I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're keeping up with the insanely stupid world that the liberals are rapidly building all around us. Some people are fighting back, and it's good to see. I want to play this video here. It's a mother raging against mask mandates, and it's exactly what we need to see more of, regular people who are being personally affected by the absurd laws and regulations being imposed upon the American people, standing up against people doing this and saying, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Here it is.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing. Social emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My six-year-old looks at me every month before I come here, and she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child. And I know what I'm going to be met with. But Ms. Taylor, the CDC, we did not vote for people at the CDC. We did elect leaders who do create policy. We elected the five of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, enforcing 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-, and 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My six-year-old can't come up here and say this. It has to stop. Take these off of our children.
Powerful video. There's the headline in the story. You can share at InfoWars.com. Powerful video. Georgia mother says it's time to take the masks off our children. She makes so many good points there. You know, and all she's doing is stating reality as it stands. You're putting children under masks for 7 hours a day for a disease that doesn't affect them. Just that alone should make the insanity abundantly clear. But I love how she points out that we do hear so much, so often about social emotional health. And we have to care for people's emotional health. We have to care for their mental health. And the way that we're going to do that is by separating from their friends, isolating them, putting masks on them, terrifying them, fear-mongering. It's completely backwards. It's completely absurd. We are seeing more suicides as a result of the loneliness and separation and hopelessness caused by the lockdowns and the mask mandates in young people than we are seeing young people killed by COVID-19. Just like the problem at the border that Texas counties are now declaring emergencies over. A natural disaster. It's not natural. This isn't inevitable. This isn't an appropriate response to a life and death situation, a pandemic of extraordinary severity that requires extraordinary measures. It's tyranny. It's decisions being made by, as that speaker points out, unaccountable, unelected, unscientific government agents whose dictates, thanks to the media and big tech, have become unquestionable. They will order you to do whatever they want, violating your bodily autonomy, violating every basic freedom, including the freedom of movement itself and the freedom of sovereignty over your own physical being. And if you don't like it, prepare to be smeared, prepare to be degraded, prepare to be ejected from society, unless you stand up.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get like gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now. And I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buying or super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, American Journal. We will go directly out to your phone calls this segment. Next hour, we'll be doing a brief but thorough week in review, where we look back on the past 7 days of madness, chaos, and degeneracy. Very excited to go over some of that. Just, you know, every day there's so many stories. It's like major stories happen on Monday. By Tuesday, I stop talking about them because there's more major stories on Tuesday. So it's worth it just to go back and go, hey, remember this? Hey, remember this insane thing that happened on Wednesday? So we'll go over many, many, many insane things that happened over this week. In the third hour, I will be welcoming Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers, if for no other reason than to piss off the mainstream media, who wants nothing more than to terrify us out of supporting true patriots in this movement. Folks, you support everything that we do here, I'm sure you know this, by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, Alpha Power, ProstaGuard, Winter Sun Plus, and Rocket Rest are all back in stock, and they're all 40% off. These are some of our best products that we can barely even keep on the shelves. They've been out of stock for a while. Well, now they're back, and they're 40% off. You can also get 10% off storable foods, which, hey, that might come in handy. I don't know if you've noticed, but everything is collapsing. Supply chains are crumbling. Food supplies are not as secure as we may be led to believe, especially now with Bill Gates, the number one owner of farmland in this nation. And I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, by the time you need it, it's too late to get it. Well, I don't need storable food. McDonald's is open. Well, what if it closes tomorrow? That happened to us here in Texas earlier this year. I literally had people texting me, "Hey man, do you know where I can find food and water?" That was a text I got earlier this year. So it can happen, folks. And once it happens, you can go, "Dang it, I really wish I had taken advantage of the storable food sale. I really wish I had a supply of nutritious and incredibly good tasting food at my disposal, so I don't have to worry about stores being shut down or restaurants being closed." That's one option. The other option is you can say, "Does anybody know where I can find sustenance?" Texting your friends, hoping they have power at their house, saying, "Hey man, I need food." Amazing. It literally happened this year during the big freeze. I 100% got that text message. "Do you know where I can get food and water?" So it can happen tomorrow. And if it happens tomorrow, then tomorrow is too late to get your storable food. You should have it today. If it happens next week, then you need to get it this week. It's just how it goes. And hey, maybe you buy it. Maybe you never need the storable food. The good news is it's delicious and you can just eat it. It's just regular food. It's really, really, really good food that is delicious. So it's insurance you can eat. Win, 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 win situation. You have storable food in case of an emergency. And even if the emergency doesn't come, you have delicious pre-made meals ready to heat and eat. That's the second win. The third win is you're supporting InfoWars and everything that we do here by going to the InfoWars store. And the shirts, of course, are $17.76. Every one of them. All of the highest quality and finest material and most high quality prints. There's just, you know, whatever. There's so many reasons. There's so many reasons to go to InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're not going to InfoWarsStore.com, you know, that's fine. Enjoy the free content. Enjoy, you know, the fruits of our labor. Enjoy the great strides that we've made in awakening so much of the American people. You're welcome. This is what we do. But if you do want to show some appreciation, or if you want to help us in this fight, you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to your phone call, shall we? Christine in California has some interesting comments about aliens and flying saucers. This is becoming a larger and larger topic in the mainstream news, as well as on the minds of our callers. So I'm interested in hearing Christine's take on this. Thanks for calling in, Christine. You're on the air.
Hi. Okay. After some, I don't know, 30 or more years of reading all kinds of stuff, I came to some conclusions. There's some really good case been made that the aliens are these outer spacers, not Southern Border, are demons. But it's more likely that they're physical, a lot of them, with demon partnering going on. And I think that the physical angle is that they are humans because they seem to be capable of having fertile hybrids with us. The best information is never channeled or anything like that. Those are all lies and propaganda and stuff. It's the information that comes from people who are kidnapped and experimented on and stuff is they often pick up on a lot of stuff going on. And it looks to me like a long time ago before the flood, there was some technological improvements and that were probably spacefaring and that people were re-engineered. In Genesis 6, they talk about angels breeding with women, but it's more likely since the angels aren't breeders, they don't marry or anything, that they were sterile and that the children of the angels were putative or ascribed to them because it was their women that produced them. But the women were the surrogate mothers for the first generations of these experiments because it was just said there was giants in the earth in those days and after when the sons of God, blah, blah, blah. So you have anomalously large people that are useful as super soldiers. And the fallen angels want to get more play in society. So they send their women out to find out what these people want and give it to them. They improve the technology for breeding better, bigger monsters, including changes, bringing in non-human genetics like reptile and like, for example, there's a type of alien that's been reported that looks a bit like a praying mantis, but all the drawings made of them show four limbs, not six. So this thing is probably originally human. Anyway, it's like, okay, so then they probably had bases and re-engineered for work in extreme environments on Mars and elsewhere. And when the flood hit, these were more sinned against than sinning, so they were allowed to live in larger batches. And Mars got a drought and disasters. We got a flood and disasters. And
yeah. So do you think this is like a race of humanoids that has been on the Earth since the flood? Is that what you're?
Well, I think they have mostly not been on Earth. They have been elsewhere, like on Mars and elsewhere. But there were four or five separate occasions when they were talking with humans. People, cases, some of them were where there was combined human-alien underground-based operations, rogue government elements or something. And one reptoid, one Nordic type,
right.
One was a pastor human, and two grays, maybe three, said that their people originally came from here. Now, I didn't base my theory on that so much, but it's an effort to fit the whole outer space life into a six-day creation framework so it can't be used to undermine Christianity and faith in the Bible. And you can fit it into that. But it's like this would also fit that because occasionally, though, they lie constantly. They slip up and tell the truth. And it seems to me that some want to come back and take over again. Now, Kissinger once said, I remember this, I don't remember where I read it, but he once said that it's easier to deal with dictatorships because, you know, everything runs smoother and you tell them what you want them to do and it gets done than with democracy. So that'd be one reason for why we're always supporting these dictatorships. And I would think that those people out there can think the same. And I think some of them, plus the straight-up demonic element, Luciferic and so forth, and are involved in this business of with some of our elites in the one world thing, and because they want to take over. And there's several possible agendas as to how to do it, including breeding hybrids. And okay, now the best studiers on this stuff is Daryl Sims, S-I-M-S. Dr. David Jacobs of Temple University. He's bumbled into the situation by accident.
It's been a while since I looked into all this, and I can't even name the different types now, but I know, you know, for a long time there have been sort of established phenotypes of aliens, or I don't know what the right term would be, but the grays, the Nordic type, as you mentioned, the praying mantis type. I mean, there's been speculation about this for a while. One interesting thing, you know, I discovered at one point was that you'd have people researching alien abductions, and they would go ask people about the alien abductions, and they found a huge number of people would be, you know, experiencing, you know, being tied down, being experimented on by aliens, and then they would invoke the name of Jesus Christ and the experience would end. And the scientists who were going around trying to research alien abductions to find out if there is any legitimacy to this, they would tend to bury that type of information because in their mind, it discredits it, right? They say, well, then, you know, if she says, well, I said Jesus Christ saved me and then I woke up, then it makes it look like a hallucination. You know, it was a spiritual event. They want to be scientific, so they ignore that information.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have nothing prepared for this segment because I'm thinking about aliens during that entire break. And it's so interesting. You know, we had that caller, Christine from California. She dropped, you know, a lot of knowledge about aliens. And what she was saying, no offense to her, this is just how it is, would have been seen as just the insane ramblings of a tinfoil hatted conspiracy theorist not too long ago, right? You're talking about different types of aliens. You're talking about, you know, whatever, you know, just the wider public. This is how they would perceive that. But then, you know, the crew pulled up a story of a Canadian foreign minister saying aliens are among us. An Israeli foreign minister has come out and saying we are in contact with the aliens. The Pentagon, there's a story from Daily Mail, aliens already walk among us and are refusing to share their technology until we change our warring and polluting ways, claims former Canadian defense minister. So again, we're in this weird sort of nether region, this weird sort of in-between zone where you have the most authoritative forces, voices, and the most unrepresented voices saying the same thing here, and the people in the middle will scoff at the one and pay respect to the other. It's all very bizarre. But my read on this is that it is a spiritual matter, and that, again, just like everything they do, all of the things they want to fearmonger about, all of the things they want to warn you about, all the things that they can see coming but you don't have any knowledge about, it all happens to go directly along with the narrative that they're already pushing, the ideology that they already are requiring you to believe in. So I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it. It's like, oh, we really want socialism. It's like, no, we don't want socialism. Then they're like, all right, well, the climate is changing and we're all going to die if we don't implement socialism. Huh? What now? It's like, okay, I still don't want socialism, scumbag. I don't care how you justify it. Same thing with like the aliens. They're like, we want global governance. And we're like, no, we are not down with global governance. They're like, what if there are aliens? Now we need global governance. What about now? It's just like, oh, interesting. Oh, the aliens want what you want. Isn't that convenient? Wow. I didn't know the aliens were globalists. That's so convenient for you, globalist. I'm a little suspicious. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I think there's more to this than meets the eye. Let's go now to Johnny in Denmark. Thanks for calling in. Johnny, happy Friday to you, sir. You want to call in about the war against the NWO? You are on the air, Johnny.
Hi again, Harrison. I tried to get in yesterday, but you had no complaints because you had a full schedule there. Anyway, yeah. Just wanted to focus on the fact that Aptenup collected an even individual pushback against NWO, who are now years and even decades increasingly desperate, will save us from them. And just three examples come to mind. One is a fantastic film that's available on the David Icke channel on band.video called, interestingly enough, The Pushback by his son, Gareth Icke. It went up on April 20th. It's actually the single best right now, film on the COVID scam.
Hey, Johnny, we're losing your signal a little bit. Maybe you can get a little bit closer to your mic. You know, and I think you're right. You know, if I'm getting what you're saying here, collective action against the NWO. Right now, there's people waking up to the fact that things don't make sense. And I think that's the job that we have now, is to go, if things might seem like they don't make sense, but let us tell you about what's really going on behind the scenes. Let's talk about why all these lies are being told. Let us tell you that this is not an inevitable consequence of the chaos of the modern world or of industry and corporatism gone mad. This is a concerted plan that has been organized for decades, and that continues down the same path that it always has. Now people are starting to see the ridiculousness. So they're starting to wonder why everybody seems so crazy. Now's the time that we can actually give them the answer and tell them that it's, well, the cabal.
Yeah.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now, you're nuts if you don't get Storable Food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get like gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is, it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again, because you're so conditioned only buying under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of my favorite supply. Get ready while you still can.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm going to let you finish up here, Johnny, because we ran up against the break there. I was having a little bit of trouble hearing you. But go ahead and wrap up your statement. Johnny from Denmark.
Right. Okay. So the first example is the pushback available on Band.video's David Icke channel. The second example is the Chauvin verdict was so obviously such an almost unbelievable gross miscarriage of justice that the pushback thereon may well have such a positive, even very positive result that the entire Floyd hoax possibly might become an eventually socially positive, beginning with a technically very strong appeal. But before then, of course, social, especially racial upheaval, anti-white, anti-law enforcement, and even anti-male sentiment, and violent civilian crime figures a significant increase in the USA and even world.
Yeah. I totally agree, Johnny. Sorry, I'm going to let you go because we got a lot of other callers that I wanted to get to, and we still have a lot more to cover this hour, but great call as always. And, you know, you're right about this Derek Chauvin trial also doing the job of waking a lot of people up, I think. And, you know, there is a give and a take. There is a silver lining to every cloud, in that the more intense the machinations of the New World Order are, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, the people in charge that are running things, that are purposefully lying and misconstruing reality for their own benefit, the harder they push, the more pushback there is. And while it might seem like, you know, oh my God, it's, you know, so they're putting critical race theory in every classroom, they're, you know, calling absolutely everything and anything they disagree with racist, and they're, you know, inspiring racial animus between people. At the same time, people are starting to wake up, and you're seeing people that mere months ago were hardline against talking about this sort of stuff. Now they're starting to talk about it. I'm thinking about, of course, like Charlie Kirk with the Groyper War that occurred, gosh, I guess 2 years ago now. Nick Fuentes and his followers did a sustained, you know, in real life trolling with Charlie Kirk, asking him difficult questions about his stances. And he would never say the type of stuff that Charlie Kirk is now saying, specifically fighting back against the discrimination against white people. While still, you know, the mainstream will recoil in terror at the idea that you would say, hey, I don't think white people should be discriminated against. They're like, oh, what? What? You don't think we should have laws against white people achieving things? How dare you? That's the mainstream. But it used to be totally non-existent that you had people talking about this. Tucker Carlson talking about white genocide? Or You're talking about replacement migration. I mean, these are things that InfoWars has talked about, you know, since the UN published the paper saying this is our plan, right? They're like, replacement migration is a good thing because of economy. We've been saying, hey, that's anti-human genocidal trash for years with no support whatsoever. Nobody wanted to talk about this. Not a single person. Now, major Fox News talents are talking about this sort of stuff. That's a victory in a way. It's a victory that comes at the cost of a massive defeat in that now these critical race theory, legitimately racist laws are being passed around the country. There is a silver lining in that slowly but surely the tide is starting to shift and starting to change. And, you know, NBC got caught altering the FBI message for Trayvon Martin back almost a decade ago at this point. I don't think they ever apologized for that. I don't think they ever got called to task for that. At least it didn't happen very quickly. Nowadays, you have NBC putting out a manipulated account of the information about Micaiah Bryant. And the very next day, they're forced to reissue with the corrected information. So people are getting sick of it. People are getting fed up. And again, it is a great opportunity for we here at InfoWars, who have been covering this forever, to say, yes, thank you. Now you've noticed things are wrong. Now you've noticed that the shadows on the walls are not reality, and they may in fact be manipulations by unseen forces in the shelf above your head, like Plato's cave. Now it's time to tell them about what the plan is. Tell them that this isn't an accident. Tell them the things that they are recognizing are real. They're not the crazy ones. The world is crazy, and we can help them, guide them to the light and say, this has all been a plan. This has all been purposeful, and we can tell you how to fight back. It's by asserting your liberty, by getting involved, by speaking your mind, by getting involved in local politics, by pushing back, and by most of all, being totally fearless. And once you recognize this and once you're aware of it, you know, it makes certain movies unwatchable because it's just like a propaganda cannon. Where before you may have not even noticed that it was pushing any sort of ideology. Now that you notice, it's like, oh my God, I can't stand this. But at the same time, then you can watch movies that have this insidious propaganda undertone of ideological programming. And you can enjoy the jokes and the flashy colors, and you can have a good time and not be affected by it because you're aware of it. It's literally as simple as that. Being aware of the propaganda, being aware of the manipulation, being aware of the lies that are being told makes you immune to them as long as you're conscious of them. So silver linings to every massive thunder cloud above our heads. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Let's go to Emily in Florida about the, she says, the Trump vaccine. What are your thoughts on this, Emily?
Hey, Harrison, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Just wanted to say that I really love your show. I miss David Knight quite a bit. I was a big follower of him, big time libertarian. I still do watch his show. But I love what you're doing. I think you're incredible. I love that you're a libertarian as well. I worry about InfoWars dependence on Trump. I've been a follower for a very long time. And though I think Trump was our best option at a certain time, I really worry about this warp speed. I worry about this vaccine. I have Crohn's disease from vaccines and stuff that were given to me in the 80s. And so I have autoimmunes that really affect me, and I just don't think it's being talked about. His role in this is major. And whether if it was purposeful or whether they're going to come back and attack him later and say it was his fault, I'm not sure. But the other thing I wanted to say as well and touch on, I know you don't have much time. I've had severe anxiety for most of my life. I've tried everything there is. I'm talking from really severe pharmaceutical drugs to breathing exercises to oxygen machines to you name it, okay? Recently, I decided to try some InfoWars products. And I decided to try the Female Vitality, and not for this reason at all. And I've been taking it for about a week now, twice a day. My anxiety is gone.
Wow.
Never in my life. I'm 39 years old. I'm going to be 40 soon. Never in my life has anything worked. I'm not sure which of the ingredients. You know, I'm now doing some research on everything that's in it. But I just wanted to say thank you. because this is something that has affected me for my whole life. And this really means so much to me. And like, there's so many, you know, you guys are incredible with the information you put out there, but also the fact that you're not just saying, hey, donate to us, or hey, pay for a subscription, which is what I have with my other news agencies that I follow. But you're saying, hey, we're giving you the information. We want you to have it. And here are some other things that will help you. And they do. And I'm just, you know, blown away by that. I literally have spent 39 years, Harrison, fighting my anxiety.
Wow. That's amazing.
In a few days.
And you didn't buy super female vitality because you thought it would help with your anxiety. This is just a pleasant side effect of your
experience. I'm getting older. I thought that it would be, you know, something good for me at this point. I'm in a really committed relationship. I, you know, want to spice things up or whatever. And I thought, you know, this will be a good way to do this.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I never thought that it would have this, you know, consequence, you know, or this, you know, reaction in my body. And I just wanted to say how blown away I am and how I just really wanted to say thank you to you and to Alex and everybody there.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really great to hear. And these products, they do have, especially things like super male vitality or super female vitality, you know, our hormones are in such a sort of delicate balance, and they're such complicated systems within our body. It's almost impossible to tell what benefits you'll receive from it. But when you improve your life, everything improves. That's amazing to hear. Thank you so much for the call, Emily. We'll be right back.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band.Video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it. And I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
People are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove. the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is American Journal. We'll go out to your phone calls momentarily. Really blown away by that last call that we just had. It really is amazing some of the effects that you will receive from these supplements. You know, because of legal reasons, I guess, we can't really make, like, medical claims. Even if they're true, like, even if it's just, like, scientifically valid, even if it's just like, hey, this scientist says this supplement does this, be like, we can't say that, or else it's like, you're claiming you can cure cancer. It's like, no, I never said. Anyway, so it's great to hear from people who can tell you in their own words, like, this is what I experienced when I took these supplements, because it will be different for everybody. And if you might be missing a vital vitamin or vital mineral in your diet that you don't even realize that you're missing, suddenly you find, you know, some part of your anatomy has been lacking, and suddenly have the nutrition that it needs, and just functioning well holistically will always provide positive and unexpected benefits. That's really great to hear. You know, our producer Matt is out of town today, and he's one of the hardest working dudes. But I can say that about every member of the crew. But because Matt is gone, I was organizing the guest today, Stuart Rhodes, will be in for the third hour. But of course, I messed up and texted him the time for the second hour. So now Stuart Rhodes is having to twiddle his thumbs as we continue through this hour, waiting to come on in the third hour. The point is, every member of this team is vital. We cannot do without a single one, because when I try to serve as producer, things start falling apart. So, folks, when you do go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're helping us keep a stable, very effective and hardworking men and women behind the scenes who help everything run smoothly. And you miss just one of the cogs in this machine, and things really start falling apart. So sorry, Stuart. He's in the green room watching right now. Sorry I gave you the wrong time last night. I'm not good at this producer stuff. I get up here and ramble. That's my job. Let's go back out to your phone call, shall we? Justin in California says he's leaving California, saying goodbye to the Golden State. Because of, well, some very predictable reasons. Thank you so much for calling in, Justin. It's kind of a sad story, isn't it? You're having to leave your home state. I mean, how do you feel about having to leave California, and why are you leaving?
Yeah, well, it is sad, man. So check it out. I talked to you about 2 months ago, and you probably don't remember, but basically what I presented to you was, what can InfoWars do in the sense of doing more? You presented the question back to me. Well, we're doing what we can. What do you do? So for me, this is what I did. I definitely stepped up all my buying of InfoWar products as far as Down and Out. Hey, that Down and Out got me off NyQuil, because I was on this NyQuil kick every night, you know. So I got off of that, went to Down and Out. Hey, better than NyQuil. Sorry to say it, but, you know, I know it's not a good thing to do, but
you do
whatever.
You do not need to apologize for that, Justin. No apology whatever, necessary dude. There.
Yeah, so whatever, dude. It is what it is. Anyways, moving forward.
Yeah, that's a start. Buying things from InfoWars stores is a start, but it sounds like you went at least one step farther, right?
Right, and now, you know, I'm moving out too. So I'm basically giving up everything I got here. I make good money, have a good house. I mean, I'm very comfortable. Let's just say I'm comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what? I spend a lot of money here. I have four kids. I'm packing up. I'm moving out, dude.
Wow.
And I got a job already in Arkansas. And you know what? I'm doing it. And it's a huge risk. I'm cutting my income. But you know what? That's what I'm doing, too, by finding myself a community who agrees with kind of how I think and then spending my money there. Because honestly, when I go to church, I believe in tithing, right?
Yeah.
So I might not be the pastor up there bringing you in, right? I might not be giving the gospel, right? But my tithe allows him to do so. So I truly believe where I put my money is going to, like, reflect on who I am, right? And where I spend my money and who I support reflects on my beliefs. Because even though I'm not giving the message, everybody that gets saved in that church, I get partial credit in God's eyes. I know I do, because I back those people's ideas, you know, with my money, you know?
Absolutely.
And, InfoWars.
You know, and if you're moving to California, especially if you have four kids, I would have to think that it's going to be a massive benefit for them. It'll probably be a massive benefit in safety for you. You'll probably be safer there in Arkansas, the fresh water and the clean air and the high trust communities there. And I'm sure that the schools in Arkansas aren't going to be nearly as bad as what, you know, your kids would be taught in California. So I think that's a really admirable. You know, a lot of people don't have the moral fortitude to really make big changes like that. It can be a scary thing, but I think down the line, a couple years from now, you know, instead of your kids being completely brainwashed and destroyed by the California public school system and the California atmosphere and environment that's becoming, you know, increasingly destructive, especially to young people, I think you'll be very happy with that decision. I hope you are.
Oh, dude, I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, dude, we're basically, this is for the kids, you know, like, because if I stay here, I got a great pension. Like, I'm cutting early retirement out of my future. And I'm also cutting, you know, I don't know what's going to happen out there, man. I'm in the union, so they kind of back you up here, you know, and there's good benefits with the union, high wages, good benefits. I mean, I like it, and I'm about to give that up, you know, but we'll see, man. we'll see how it goes. I've got God on my side, you know, and maybe I'm looking back too much. I keep looking back. Oh, what about Disneyland? You ain't got Disneyland over there. Oh, what about Knott's Berry Farm? Oh, what about, you know?
Well, you got Branson, Missouri, right down the road.
Right.
You got the Ozarks, man. You got all right. sorts of wonderful things in Arkansas. I think that's, you know, incredibly brave. It is a sacrifice in certain regards, but I think it will pay dividends in the end. I want you to keep calling in, Justin. I want to hear, you know, how this goes, how you experience your move. And I mean, heck, if you want to, I don't know if you're on Twitter or something, if you want to DM me. I know a lot of people in Arkansas, so I'm not, you know, don't tell us where you're moving or anything, but maybe you can talk to me privately. And there are a lot of great info warriors in Arkansas that are ready and willing and eager to help out a fellow patriot, a refugee from California, truly driven out by their destructive policies. I think that's amazing, Justin. There's a note on the call here about property violence. Were you a victim of property violence, or is just the whole atmosphere got to you?
Oh, where I live, dude, it's a 1 in 28 chance to be assaulted. Since I've been here in 6 years, my car's been stolen and my plate's been stolen. So
wow.
I've already patting that stat a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
They got me too, you know. So yeah, dude, I gotta go, man. It is what it is. We gotta, like you said, hey. God called Abraham. He went, you know, Moses left a life of luxury, you know, and it is what it is, man. Like, I'm going to go on this journey and I'm going to keep in contact. I don't have no social media. I honestly don't mess with social media, but like, I'll call back, man. I'll call back and keep the info going.
Yeah. Let's keep in touch. I bet other info warriors from Arkansas will call and say, hey, Justin, who just moved from California, hit me up. You know, I got a store in Fayetteville or whatever, and we can help build this community and help make that transition easier. Because folks,
yes,
it is getting bad out there, especially in California, and it's such a sad thing. Thanks so much for the call, Justin. God bless, and I, you know, really hope your family thrives in Arkansas. I think they will, and I hope that they will. And poor California, man, it used to be such a great state.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please, keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Next segment, we'll do a brief but thorough week in review. For now, we go back to your phone calls, and in the third hour, we will be joined by Stuart Rhodes, and Stuart may want to take your phone calls as well. So even if we don't get to you in this segment, stay on the line, because we'll be talking to Stuart, and I'm sure a lot of people have great questions for him. And we'll be talking specifically about what you can do if you're not some people go all the way. People like Justin from California, he's moving to Arkansas. I think that's a great move. I think that'll really, really work out well for his family. And I think a lot of people could be doing that. But hey, maybe you'd rather stay where you are and just ensure that your family is safe in the event of unforeseen circumstances. And that's what Stuart Rose will be in studio helping us to establish. Let's go back to the phone calls. Jay in Alabama. Thanks so much for calling in, Jay. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Smith. So I have to stay calm because of a muscular dystrophy that I have, and I drive a truck, and I was under a lot of stress up in Minnesota, and I'm just getting home now, and I'll be de-stressing for the next 3 days. I'm kind of glad that you're off the air for the next 3 days, but I'll still listen to Alex on Saturday. But I'm a bit of a junkie when it comes to the information, the news, and what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And I think the internet is my big problem because it really stresses me, you know.
Yeah.
I was only 7 miles from where they were burning that church. I went to the children's hospital there in Minnesota, and when I was, you know, Minnesota, I never been there really, to be honest. I thought it was going to be a real horrible place and everything, and right near that children's hospital, there's this big, I don't know what it was. It looked like a capitol, but I don't think it was a capitol. It was probably a church, and it was quite a beautiful structure. And the people where I was at were kind of nice, you know. Everybody was nice.
Yeah.
And it was all hyped up in my mind that I'm going to go up there, and I shouldn't say this, but, I was locked and loaded and not ready to do what I had to do, and I'm in a tractor trailer, and if you get in my way, I'm going to run your over, you know.
Right.
And I don't want to do that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I watched. We were talking about Tucker Carlson there, and I support InfoWars. I send you money, and I buy your products, and you know, I spoke to you before, and I would never. Fox really made me angry when they started talking in a manner that. They weren't supporting the president and with the election and everything. And I would never sign up for that Fox Nation, which I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying I signed up for it because of Tucker Carlson. I really enjoy listening to him. And I watched a program with that woman from Chicago that you said looked kind of like an alien. And she does. I don't know what her name is. And
Lori Lightfoot?
No, the other one, the prosecutor that Soros.
Oh, Kim Klasick.
Okay, she's terrible.
Yeah.
And
they totally are.
If you get a chance to watch that interview there, not interview, but the Chicago, what's going on? I watched it before your show started because I was driving this morning, and boy, I never want to go to Chicago.
Yeah, but you know, but you make such a great point that. You know, you read about what's going on in Minnesota, you read about what's going on in Chicago, and the impression that you get is just a chaotic war zone of hatred and strife and division. And then you go there and it's like, everybody's nice. Everybody's getting along. You know, there's these isolated pockets. And, you know, that's why you need to separate from the internet every once in a while. You can get a distorted view, even watching, you know, American Journal or Info, like you can get a distorted view of this. I hate to think, you know, my mom tries to watch this show, and she's like, yeah, I can watch about 5 minutes, and then I just turn it. Like, she gets too mad. She gets too heated. She's too fired up about whatever's happening and just wants to turn it off. That's why I try, and I'm trying even more nowadays, just to relax and laugh at things a little bit, because we can still stay in the fight. We can still stay intense. We can still be aware and on guard and on the offensive and aggressive, while at the same time not letting it dominate our lives, because that is – part of their psychological programming. That's part of the plan, either to make you feel hopeless, alone, nihilistic, hating your fellow man. I mean, that's the trap they want you to fall into. So, you know, you see all this horrible stuff going on, and I consciously sometimes have to go, hold on. They want me to hate these people. I'm not going to let them make me hate these people. I'm going to love these people, whether they like it or not. And then, yeah, you go out and you spend a day running errands or at the park or whatever, and everybody you meet is feeling good. They're all having a good time. You're connecting over things that have nothing to do with politics. You find that the divisions of race and gender and ethnicity hold no bearing on your ability to interact with people on a daily basis and, if not companionship, at least like genial conversation with complete strangers. Americans at their core are very good people, and they're everywhere. They're just being drowned out by this very, very loud minority, absolutely ruining things for everybody else and painting pictures of places like Minnesota or Chicago that, while accurate to a certain degree, don't reflect the vast majority of people who just want to go about their day and be good and respect and enjoy their fellow man. And yeah, that's what we're all about at the end of the day as well. So I want to thank you so much for the call, Jay. Jay's from Alabama.
Have a good weekend.
But hold on, Jay. Is that a Boston accent? Is it a New Hampshire accent I detect?
Boston.
It is Boston. Okay.
I've been down here 22 years.
I was just wondering when I take a call from Alabama, I don't expect to hear the Boston accent, but it's a good one. All right, thanks so much, Jay. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jose in Florida, who wants to talk about new governors. New governors. What do you mean by that, Jose? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? How you doing?
Good, thank you.
No, I just wanted to talk about basically. We need to find a way to organize, because if you look at the left, Democrats, they're very organized.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we need to do a little more of that. And people like Alex Jones, Mike Adams, you know, basically the people who have a voice out here, we need to get together and try to find a level ground, you know, that we can organize and say, you know, we're going to start here. We're going to boycott this business or whatever. Mm. So I think we just need to find a way to organize better, because if you look at Democrats, they're very organized.
Oh, yeah. They're well organized. They are a well-oiled machine of total destruction. And
yes, sir.
You know, we should play, honestly, like at least once a week, we should play the clip from Alex Jones. Like, I think it may have been the first time he went on Joe Rogan, where he's talking about the fact that evil likes to organize. Evil is constantly lusting after power and making moves and machinations to try to gain power, while the good people are just living their lives. They're out having a good time. They don't want to dominate. They don't want to organize and manipulate and take control of things. And so they don't. And so the evil gains power and gains power and gains power. And then eventually it gets so much that the good people actually stand up, actually start organizing. And the power of the goodness is so overwhelmingly strong that it completely swamps, you know, all of the machinations of the evil. It's so true. And you're right. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. We can learn from our enemies. We can adopt some of their tactics, but not their ideology, not their not their purpose. Right? They want to organize in order to tear down. What do they chant when they run around? Like, all they do, they're just like, we're going to burn things down. We're going to destroy. We build nothing. We create nothing. We only destroy. Like, they're proud of it. They're happy to do that. And that's all they want. We don't have to adopt that, but we can adopt, or at least take unto ourselves, some of their disruptive tactics, because they are clearly very effective. Now, we're at a disadvantage here, because while they can take to the streets, attack cars, throw rocks at pedestrians, they can do whatever the hell they want. Meanwhile, we, take a stroll through the Capitol, and suddenly we find ourselves charged with sedition. So, you know, we got an uphill battle to fight, but that just means we need to adopt newer and slightly different strategies. It's not hopeless. It's just a little bit longer to go. We need to change tactics. We need to get together. We need to organize. Jose's right.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying.
Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now. And I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can. 170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done, and just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, it has been another week for the record books. Let's review it, shall we? This is your week in review from American Journal and InfoWars.com and Band.video. We begin last Saturday when Maxine Waters, congresswoman and bizarre-looking fish monster, went to Minnesota to rally the mobs. She went to join in the chaos and the riots, calling for more confrontations and demanding a guilty verdict to the Derek Chauvin trial. She was just one of a plethora of Democrat politicians who demanded a result they desired in this trial, including Ilhan Omar, including Nancy Pelosi, and indeed even Joe Biden, the president himself, calling for the right response to this. Immediately after her calls for more confrontation, a drive-by occurred with bullets being fired at National Guard members in Minnesota. But that wasn't the only thing that happened that weekend. Antifa and BLM marchers blocked a street in Minnesota. And when somebody who lived on the street was trying to get past them, he got out of his car. They assaulted that man, getting in his face and shoving him unprovoked. And then the cops roll up and arrest that man, allowing Black Lives Matter and Antifa to continue to block the roadway and harass citizens. A Utah reporter also stalked a paramedic at his home to out him, dox him, and harass him on why he donated to the defense fund for Kyle Rittenhouse. just in case you thought that the mainstream media at the national level being attack dogs for the globalist psychopaths, now the local journalists are getting in on the fun as well, using their power to attempt to intimidate and cause violence to people who donate to causes that they disapprove of. Vandals also smeared the Chauvin defense witness's former Santa Rosa home with animal blood. They tried to dox him. They got a address that he previously lived at and smeared his entire home with animal blood, a gruesome and terrifying display, but yet another act of intimidation against a witness in Chauvin's defense. Oh, but that's not all. Vandals also struck the Oregon Historical Society and the First Christian Church in downtown Portland last weekend. As well, marchers set fire at the Apple Store and shattered windows across downtown Portland. And Black Lives Matter protesters rallied for a victim in Minnesota. They were ready and willing to riot and protest against the death of this person who was killed by police until they found out he was white. Then they all went home. There's also a massive fire that completely destroyed a church in northeast Minneapolis, mere minutes from the George Floyd protest. I'm sure we'll get answers as to whether that was arson and who committed it very soon. Don't hold your breath, folks. Rioting terrorists once again destroy Portland. They also targeted a youth center, a Popeyes, and a natural grocer's. That was all before the verdict came in. That's just a regular weekend in the hell world of 2021. On Monday, the defense and prosecution began their closing arguments in the Derek Chauvin trial. By Wednesday, the verdict had been reached. He was declared guilty on all counts, guilty of second-degree murder, guilty of third-degree murder, and guilty of second-degree manslaughter, with Black Lives Matter activists claiming that it was their violence, their rioting, and their intimidation that caused it. Black Lives Matter activists claim Chauvin was only convicted because of the riots and the protests, saying this is why we need to continue and even step up our violent tactics. And they were right, according to at least one of the jurors. This was an alternate juror who didn't actually get picked to be on the final jury. But she said that, quote, I didn't want to go through the rioting, saying that the guilty verdict was, in fact, influenced by the threat of rioting and the threat of people showing up to her home should she not vote to convict Derek Chauvin. Well, if you were hoping to avoid riots by sending a potentially innocent man to prison for decades, it didn't exactly work, as immediately following this, Portland rioters went on a massive destructive rampage after the Chauvin verdict. Police actually intervened this time after police sergeants were attacked on the streets. You also had Black Lives Matter protesters in New York saying, get the F out of New York. We don't want you white people here. This, of course, was a white guy saying this. Antifa also celebrated the Chauvin verdict by smashing up a Starbucks and punching police. And Black Lives Matter agitators in California went on a little spree of looting for justice as they targeted stores in California and looted for whatever reason. So they got what they wanted. They got the guilty verdict. They riot anyway. And those in charge say it's not enough. This is not enough justice for us. AOC made that claim. The ACLU as well said that this was not justice. This was simply accountability and more must be done. Vox News came out with a very interesting study about Black Lives Matter, saying that the cities where the protests against police happened resulted in 300 less people being killed by police, but 6,000 more murders overall. That has been the effect of the defund the police movement. Of course, the day that the verdict was arrived at, another individual was killed. This was 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant. She was taken down by police as she was attempting to stab her neighbor. This was caught on video. The video was immediately released to clarify that this was not a random or biased or unnecessary police shooting. It was, in fact, a necessary maneuver to save the life of an innocent person, but that didn't matter either. Why would it? They went ahead and protested anyway at places like Columbus, Ohio University in Columbus, and other cities around the United States. California Democrat is now renewing a push to expel Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is the result of her launching the America First Caucus. It was late last week that she launched the America First Caucus with Representative Paul Gosar, and by Monday it had been completely abandoned, as it was called racist to dare to celebrate the heritage of the American legal system or the American political system as a whole. The FBI has appointed their first chief diversity officer. Biden's anti-American UN ambassador has doubled down, comments she made last week that the U.S. found the racism was baked into the foundation of the U.S. Well, now she goes in front of the world and says that the U.S. founding fathers basically were the Chinese people treating the Uyghurs. That's right. She's like, look, I know you're imprisoning and enslaving people now, but some guys did things 300 years ago. So who are we to say what's good or bad? This is the anti-American, literally anti-American policy of the American government. Joe Biden also is set to push critical race theory on U.S. schools. He's planning $1 trillion more in spending for childcare, universal preschool, and free community colleges. And they're calling it infrastructure because they hate you and think you're stupid. The Biden administration, by this week, has released over 15,000 illegals into the U.S. with no court date, relying on the honor system to assume that they will someday come back and turn themselves in. More representatives, more diversity. Now the Center for Strategic and International Studies is calling for more diversity in the military. The White House readies yet another massive spending bill. Again, they're calling it infrastructure, even though it's not. They could try to pass a bill to fund community college. They could try to pass a bill to fund preschool. They know they can't do that. So instead, they'll lump it all in under a single bill and call it infrastructure and then say you don't want infrastructure if you oppose it. The Postal Service this week was found to be running a covert operations to monitor Americans' social media posts, because that's what we want the Postal Service doing. And of course, they weren't monitoring Antifa or Black Lives Matter, who, as we just noted, have been rioting and causing violence continuously for the past several months. No, they were going after conservatives exclusively. This week also, the House approved a bill to make D.C. a state. And now they're saying that if you don't want D.C. to be a state, guess what? You're racist. Everything they want, opposing it is racist. It's pretty simple, folks. Happening in Arizona right now, Democrats are attempting to file a last-minute suit in Maricopa County to prevent the audit of the 2020 election results, because the election was so secure and so safe and so appropriate that you're not allowed to investigate it. That makes sense. In COVID news, San Francisco revealed this week that drug overdoses claimed twice as many lives as COVID-19 in the last year. The CDC also advised that disinfecting surfaces to prevent COVID was unnecessary and possibly would have negative results. This is a major reversal in everything that they're saying, kind of like this next thing. It's a study from Stanford that revealed that face masks are ineffective to block transmission of COVID-19, and they actually can cause health deterioration and premature death. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to talk about some brand new vaccine side effects, as well as some major censorship news that occurred in the next 5 minutes. And then we'll have Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers joining us for the entirety of the last hour. Stay with us, folks. We'll continue with your week in review on the other side. Today's week in review brought to you by Alpha Power, now available for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina, go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason and amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This week, there were no less than four completely unique and seemingly unrelated side effects to the vaccine revealed. That's right, the COVID-19 vaccine does all sorts of crazy things to your body, and we're still discovering new ones seemingly on a daily basis. Get this. Just this week, they have discovered or revealed or are now reporting on these new side effects. First of all, it can apparently give you herpes, or it can at least cause you to break out in shingles. They also say that people who get the vaccine are reporting a massive and sudden drop in milk supply for breastfeeding mothers. Breastfeeding mothers reporting a sudden drop in milk supply after receiving the vaccination. Other people are reporting, and this again from the mainstream news, that after getting the COVID-19 vaccine, they are experiencing abnormal menstrual cycles. So these are all necessary, apparently. And finally, today it was revealed that the Pfizer vaccine may very well cause neurodegenerative diseases down the line as a result of the prions that'll be activated by this vaccine. So neurological degenerative diseases, messed up menstrual cycles, a drop in breast milk, and even herpes infection all revealed this week as side effects to the vaccine, because my God, what are we doing? This is scientific chaos. This week, the New York Post was criticized for interviewing consensual incest decriminalization advocates who claim they should have the same rights as gays, because the slippery slope turns out entirely real and far slippier than we ever imagined. Incredible. A Hollywood movie star, the star of Passion of the Christ, came out this week and exposed adrenochrome and child sex trafficking. This, of course, has been a concern for a very long time for people in the know. But now that they have the QAnon false flag to blame it on, that's what they're claiming he's a part of. But no, he is a Hollywood insider telling you what he has seen with his own eyes, and that made quite a big splash this week. The Biden administration also filed an appeal this week to force doctors to perform trans surgeries. So even if you are a Catholic or a religious person who says, I don't think I want to castrate a child, too bad, the government will force you to. A Vatican conference is planned to focus on the mind-body-soul connection to healthcare, bringing people like Hillary Clinton's daughter, you know the one, as well as Deepak Chopra and a number of New Age healers together with the Vatican to install a one-world religion. Oh, no, I'm sorry, to focus on the body-mind-soul connection. That's what it's supposed to be. Twitter this week permanently suspended Project Veritas's James O'Keefe after James O'Keefe revealed that CNN discusses behind the scenes the fact that they're openly propagandists and use their power as the mainstream media to manipulate the perception of the American people. So you reveal that CNN is fake news by their own words, and you are the one who is kicked off Twitter. If that seems absurd, it's because it is. And Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, is now suing Twitter for defamation over his recent suspension. Twitter defends not censoring hacked content about donors who gave to Kyle Rittenhouse's legal defense fund. You remember they kicked the New York Post off of their site entirely for revealing information that was given to them by a source and not hacked. And they claimed they deleted that post and deleted that account because of their hacking policy. Oh, but if you actually hack information about a private donor to a legal defense fund, they will allow you to have that on Twitter because their rules mean nothing. It's completely arbitrary and they hate you and are silencing you. Okay, I hope we're clear on this. Author Nick Cole claims major Hollywood studios told him they wouldn't produce content for white Christian trash this week. The U.S. government was also caught buying fresh aborted baby body parts this week. Because if there's one thing we've learned this week, it's that Alex Jones is always right. Hey, speaking of, they finally admitted that Brian Sicknick died of a stroke. Totally natural. Had nothing to do with January 6th. But they'll still use his death to come after your every right.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the key to defeating them. And the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at man.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It goes something like this, and this goes back to Greek critics. Thucydides is very critical of democracy. Tacitus, Petronius the novelist, Suetonius the biographer, they had very tough things to say about Roman civilization. And they all said, you create so much bounty with free market capitalism, so much competition, and the good envy, not just the bad envy, but the envy of emulation that makes people want to excel. You create excess, they called it luxus, or word for luxury, and you give the people so much protected liberty and freedom, they don't always get up in the forum or the agora or the ecclesia and want to talk about a dialogue of Plato. They want sometimes get up and say, he should be executed because I don't like the way he looks, free speech. And so in a lot of the, I call them the nihilistic tradition, and you know it really took hold in Germany with Oswald Spengler or Nietzsche or Hegel. They said the problem with the West is when you're very free and you're very wealthy, you're very successful. It's not its failure. I mean, after all, ask yourself, in 480, just 17 city-states were left. They had an army no longer bigger than 50,000 people, and they defeated 400,000 Persians coming from the north at Salamis and Plataea. Fast forward 150 years later, and now they're much wealthier. They have a much larger army and navy in the 4th century, and they can't stop 30,000 motley northerners under Philip of Macedon, and they lost their freedom. The enemies that Rome faced at Cannae or at Zama compared to the Goths and the Vandals, the Goths and the Vandals were a joke compared to Hannibal in the Punic Wars. But something had happened in that interim. And that's something we have to be very careful, because the anecdote to it is important. So we're all very wealthy. We're the wealthiest generation in civilization's history. We're the freest. We can do almost anything we want next to technology. But how in the West, when you have all of those choices and liabilities, What prevents people from going out and saying, you know, fry pigs in a blanket, or trying to attack a police thing, or throwing a Molotov cocktail in a thing, or, you know, putting just the most deplorable pornography on the internet, or attacking a Christian for his... What stops a person from doing that in the West? It's legal. You have the money and the time to do it. One of the things that was so striking about all of these BLM and Antifa demonstrations, that everybody would say to them, do they have to work? How can they... No, they don't. There's enough bounty. What Milton Friedman once said, yeah, the country's going to hell, but there's a lot of rot in this country. And I think he was channeling something that Adam Smith said. There's a lot of rot in capitalism, that when people say it can't go on, it does go on more than you think. We're a lot more successful than we think. And we have a lot of people who died and created a lot of institutions and protocols and histories for us to follow. And they're still, they're dead, but that fumes from their lives are still there. So it takes a lot to destroy it. We're doing our best, but it's taking a lot longer than the destroyers want. And so the anecdote to that was, traditionally in the West, there was an anecdote. Plato talked about it. Aristotle talked about it. Thucydides implied it. Tacitus was so... and, of course, the New Testament. And the anecdote was, you don't really have to do what you're legally able or financially or economically able to do. And you don't have to do that because you have pressures. You have pressures. You don't want to disgrace your parents or your grandparents or your family name, or... you belong to a religion, Christianity. And Christianity says, you know, what you do in this world, you have a soul. You may not think you have a soul, but you do have a soul. And there is going to be a reckoning in a hereafter. So don't do what you're capable of doing. Don't harm other people. Don't harm your soul. And there's also a community, and you don't want to be disgraced. We're talking about a shame culture rather than a guilt culture. Rather than private guilt alone, we had a shame culture in the West. And so traditions, family, religion, community, all of these things, and also public pressures.
So that was an excerpt from a speech given in October of 2020 by Victor David Hansen. I thought that would be a appropriate intro for my guest, Stuart Rhodes, of course, founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, one of the most vilified men in America right now. And the more they hate on him, the more I want to bring him on the show. Apparently, last time you were on, they used some of that footage for a 60 Minutes piece. I was asking you, hey, did you ever watch that? Because apparently you were the main feature on 60 Minutes last Sunday. And I said, have you watched it? You said,
no.
Yeah, you don't bother. And I didn't either. So apparently we were told that we're on it, but neither one of us has actually watched the program. But welcome back, Stuart.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I never give my enemies time of day.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
No.
On Sundays, we rest. No need to get bogged down in the stupidity of the mainstream media.
Trust.
But I thought what Victor David Hansen there, he touched on a lot of pieces, but he said, you know, he's talking about the rot and the cultural rot, and that our culture is so prosperous that it's because of that prosperity that the rot is allowed to happen. And he says, it goes on for longer than you think. So I think a lot of people, especially on our side, for a long time, there was this idea that the collapse was coming and there would be a major collapse and everybody would know, okay, now we're in the post-collapse era. But in reality, because of this, the strength of our systems in America and the prosperity that we have, this rot can continue for a very long time. And it'll be a long, slow degradation to destruction. And I think we're seeing that with Antifa. And I think it's up to the American people to stand up against that and reestablish the control and get rid of the rot rather than this slow succumbing to it or the waiting for the collapse that'll never actually come. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, and we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. I was talking to Alex. Is we've got this weird situation where you've got the U.S. government now, you know, captured by an illegitimate regime.
Yep.
That is turning all the security apparatus in the name of the war on terror is having turned inward on us, which I knew was coming, unfortunately, a long time ago.
Right.
But you also have a bizarre communist revolution happening in the streets, along with the cloud pivot strategy of eroding this and overwhelming the system, you know, flooding us with people from other countries, you know, illegal aliens.
Yep.
The cartels running rampant here in Texas, where we're at right now. And then, of course, Antifa and Black Lives Matter going crazy in the streets and burning down or threatening to burn down. You've got open terrorism across the country. And I think it's only going to get worse by design.
Mm-hmm.
They want that. So it's not that we can't reverse that. They don't want to reverse it. They want to make it worse. So I think it's important for us to realize where we're at. And Matt Bracken yesterday, you know, we both said about the same thing. You got to get out of the cities. I think it's just, you know, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're a conservative, if you're a libertarian, if you're not a woke leftist communist, basically, you've got no security in a city dominated by the left.
Yeah.
Because we've already seen where the police will be ordered to stand down and they'll take over the streets. And unless and until, like in Minneapolis right now, the only places that weren't being vandalized or burned were the ones that had armed guards standing outside.
Yeah.
That's where we're going to be. So I think it's really important for people to take your personal security seriously. And, you know, you got to get out of the cities.
Mm.
It doesn't mean, like I said yesterday, it doesn't mean that we abandon the people that are in the cities. Like I was talking to Alex, I think it's important for us to continue to reach out to those communities. It's important for the Black patriots in particular to go reach out to the Black community and try to deprogram them from the intentional brainwashing that right. they're getting at the hands of the radical leftists. So I'm all about that. And we got Black police officers and oath keepers and Black patriots who are going to do their best. But it's also a reality that whether you're Black or white, if you're a conservative, and if you're a Black conservative, they'll target you as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about skin color at all. For the communists, it's really about ideology, just to make that very clear.
And obedience and adherence to,
yeah.
I guess, the ideology, but really just like, will you do as you're told? Will you fall in line?
Well, I just want to stress that because I don't want anyone to think, misconstrue what I'm saying and think that I'm advocating racial separation. I'm not. The police chief up in Portland, in fact, was Black, and she was attacked at her home.
Of course,
and her neighbors had to defend her house.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's so funny seeing posts. People will be like, "What do you think now, conservatives?" And they'll post like a picture of like Black guys holding guns, and they think that offends us, right? We're like, "Okay, cool. Like, I've got guns too. He's got guns. We're all in this together. Like, who are you? What point are you trying to prove here?" All right, more with Stuart Rose on the other side. We're going to talk about what you can do to protect your family in the coming times.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So many people say to me, "Alex, please stop being so negative." Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor, they fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and banned on video, radio stations, and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is American Journal. My guest is Stuart Rhodes, of course, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers. You may have seen him on 60 Minutes. I'm sure they represented him.
Actually, no, I was not on 60 Minutes.
Oh, no?
No, I refused to interview with them.
Oh, well, you weren't interviewed, but they'll talk about you.
Yeah, well, they went and found some other idiots that they agreed to interview with them. So.
It's just...
And on that topic, if you're a patriot, do not interview with your enemies. Mm-hmm. Don't give them the time of day. And don't go on there to try to explain yourself because they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And all they're going to do is twist whatever you say. And if somebody else refuses to go on, don't go on and talk about them.
Right.
You know, what is that? You're consorting with the enemy. It makes no sense.
Well, it's just another symptom, isn't it? It's another institution in America that was there to serve a purpose, to inform the American people, 60 Minutes, this great, institution of American press.
The fourth estate, right?
That's been completely taken over and turned towards ideological domination. It's the same way that whether it's a governmental organization or a private organization, it's like every major institution is coming under this now.
Right? Yeah. They had a BuzzFeed guy contact me and wanted to do an interview. I said, why should I talk to you? It'd be like Solzhenitsyn talking to Pravda.
Right. Let's never lump BuzzFeed in with 60 Minutes. But, hey, I guess they're equally as honest nowadays with the way 60 Minutes is going.
Right.
So let's talk about where we're going as a country. We were talking during the break, and I was saying that, you know, I think one of the primary purposes that I try to serve here on InfoWars is just to convince people of how serious this is and let them know that you can't just roll your eyes and kind of go, silly liberals, like this is a war. You are the target. The soul is, you know, of humanity is at risk here. And we've seen the way communistic purges happen throughout history. They always result in mass death. They always result in purges. They always result in the chaos that we're just now seeing start to foment in America. So how do we convince people of how serious this is? And once they get how serious this is, what do they do about it?
Well, one of the things I recommend is a really good documentary on the Spanish Civil War you can find on YouTube that goes through, you know, what happened.
Right.
And you see that any place that the communists were in dominance or the anarchists, and there was a difference in that situation. The anarchists wanted absolutely no government whatsoever, and of course the communists wanted a Stalinistic central government. But they both agreed that all the conservatives should be killed.
Right.
So that's the first thing they did, is wherever they controlled, had any kind of power, de facto power, they slaughtered their political opposition.
Yeah.
So you gotta get out of the cities. You just have to. You don't listen to me, listen to Matt Bracken, you know, Jill Skousen, relocation. They're all correct about that. You got to get out of the cities. The worst place you want to be is in a Democrat-controlled city, in a Democrat-controlled state,
right,
where you're surrounded by people who hate you, who are like, you know, power to the people, and they're, you know, absolute communists. you got to get out of that.
Right.
So you're better off in a rural area, like a red, you know, county, conservative county, even in a blue dominated state like Minnesota, for example. But you're even better off in a conservative state and also in a conservative county. Yeah. Like here in Texas, you could be in a conservative state, but still be in trouble if you're in Austin, you know, for example, yeah. Where we are right now.
Yeah. So things are getting worse. Yeah.
So this is what you have to look at. It's like you were saying on the break, you know, proximity, geographic proximity. It's all about location, location, location. So get to the rural, get to the country. You're going to need that anyway. You're going to have to be able to grow your own food, have sustainability for your local economy. You're not going to get that in a metropolis where they're trying to, you know, you got Panopticon and drones flying around and telling you have to, right, have to take your shot and,
oh my God, yeah.
And all this stuff. So if you want to be free at all, you got to get out of the cities anyway.
Right.
So just bite the bullet now, do it now, don't wait, get out in the country. And then like Matt Brackman said yesterday, become involved in your local community. You can make a difference in a local town or county.
Right.
And you can resist there with nullification behind a good sheriff, hopefully. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
So, but no matter where you are, you can't be an isolated prepper. So the other thing we see across the country is people that are preppers. They don't want to be a secret squirrel prepper.
Right.
So they want to hide. They don't want their neighbors to even know they're a prepper. And so they make no plans whatsoever for mutual assistance and mutual security with their neighbors. And so they're going to wind up being nothing but a cache of supplies for whoever comes to take their supplies.
Right, for the people that did organize.
Right, the guys, like the game bangers or the motorcycle gang or whatever, you know, gang of looters or your prepper pirates, as I call them. There are people out there who that's their entire plan.
Right.
They don't prepare themselves. They just plan on targeting preppers.
Right.
So that's not going to work. You've got to come together and at least at the very minimum form a neighborhood watch. And you can do that no matter where you live. Even if you're dumb enough to stay in the city, even after we told you to get out of the city, you should still start a neighborhood watch as a baseline. And when you do that, you're quietly talking to your neighbors and figuring out who's, you know, a patriot, who's not a patriot. You're sorting that out in advance. Because part of it, a big part of it, is intelligence. Here's a big critical skill set you got to get to cultivate. It's not just about your guns. It's about communications.
Mm-hmm.
It's about intelligence, knowing who belongs, who doesn't. That's why I think, you know, one way to correct the whole problem we have with police in this country is to go back to the beat cop who walks the neighborhood.
Right.
He knows everyone in the neighborhood. He knows who belongs and who doesn't. He knows who the troublemakers are. He makes friends with a little old lady who has a cup of coffee every morning, and she's watching everybody. She's nosy. She's your
eyes on the ground.
Yeah. She's your scout.
Right.
So, same thing with you and your neighborhood watch. Get to know your neighbors, throw a block party, throw a barbecue, walk your dog every day, or just walk every day if you have a dog, and get to know your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start the neighborhood watch, same thing. You can reinforce those relationships, and you can find out pretty quickly who's gunny, who likes guns,
yep.
Who's a retired cop, retired nurse, retired doctor, retired electrician, all those things, whatever you might need in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and there's also an aspect of who stays up all night and who's because, you know, I don't want to give away too much of my security here, but, you know, I have a neighbor who works on his car all night. So all night he's out in his driveway working on his car, and he's a great guy, and we're really good friends. So even if we haven't discussed, like, hey, we need to protect each other, I know that he's got my back. I've got his back, and he's always out there. And if somebody's cruising by that doesn't belong, he'll let me know. He'll look out for me, or he'll be strapped and ready to roll if you know, something unexpected happens. So there is such a sense of security that I have just knowing that my neighbors are out there, just sort of you know, being the eye in the sky, watching out for us.
Right. And one thing I recommend that we do when you start a neighborhood watch, and you've got an informal neighborhood watch already kind of started.
Right.
But it's really good if you can to go down and go to the police department. And they probably have pamphlets. They're probably gathering dust, you know,
right,
sitting there for neighborhood watch pamphlets. And talk to whoever is in the department who's assigned with being the liaison for neighborhood watches. And there's almost always somebody, so one of the officers. So get with them. That way you can coordinate with them. When you go knock your neighbor's door, you can say, hey, you know, I live down the street. I'm working with Officer Friday. We're putting together a neighborhood watch here. And, of course, neighborhood watches in the United States right now, the whole ethos is just spot and report.
Right.
Don't interact or don't try to intervene. Just spot and report for the police. That's where Zimmer got in trouble in Florida, where he closed in on the guy. Obviously, if someone's being killed, you got to do what you got to do. But the first foot forward is, hey, we're just here to be extra eyes and ears for the neighborhood, for the law enforcement officers. And that's where you start.
Right.
That's not where you end, obviously.
Right, right. That then you have sort of the infrastructure in place where for now you're keeping an eye out, you're watching and reporting, and then if, you know, when things start to break down, you already have that group and the communications in place to actually be able to protect yourself. So it's good now while we're still in the, you know, interim zone of the total collapse, and then once the collapse comes, you're prepared and ready and organized already. So you're not trying to catch up there. More Stuart Rose on the other side. We'll be right back.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and at InfoWarsStore.com. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry, it's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Stuart Rhodes is my guest. Oathkeepers.org is, of course, the website of the organization. And if you want to donate, which I highly suggest that you do, you go to oathkeepers.org/donate. If you've been paying attention at all since, well, for the last several months, let's say, the attacks against the Oath Keepers have been incredible, and they are ever mounting. I mean, the establishment really hates this organization, which is you have to laugh, right? Because it's like, oh yeah, we're veterans, and we protect neighborhoods, and we protect
military and cops. Yeah,
like yeah, you literally don't do anything wrong. No, nothing of what they're accusing you of is in the slightest way true, and yet you know the whole corrupt establishment falls in line with this and is attempting to destroy you guys with all the vigor they've ever tried to destroy Alex Jones or InfoWars or Donald Trump. I mean, these are the enemies of the enemies of mankind, right? These are the
They don't like us because we get in the way of their street thugs. We right. protect people against Antifa. We stop Antifa from looting and committing arson. Like in Louisville was the latest one. We were down there guarding businesses. So they don't like that.
Right.
They don't want us, you know, outside of Trump rallies, protecting Trump supporters. They want to leave everyone vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so they want to remove the protectors.
Yeah. So, of course, oathkeepers.org/donate is where you go to help them fight back because, you know, the coffers of the globalists are just about bottomless. So we're talking about, you know, what you can do in your neighborhood if you insist on remaining in your neighborhood,
So the guy with you were talking about the guy who was trying to get back to his house.
Yeah.
And he was being blocked.
He was stopped by Black Lives Matter. He got out of his car. Black Lives Matter went up to him, pushed him. They assaulted him. And then the cops roll up and arrest this guy. So I was asking you during the break, like, what do you do?
He should have moved a long time ago.
Right.
He's in the wrong place. And so he is not, you know, he's not paying attention to the new paradigm.
Mm.
And yes, the police were right there and watched. They did nothing about them blocking the street, but he got irate. And because he got in a confrontation, they detained him.
Yeah. But to be clear, he did not start this confrontation. I mean, you can see it in the video. They sort of square up, but he gets pushed. He is the one being pushed. So,
right.
And so, yeah, that's funny. You know, he should have been out of the neighborhood. He should have seen this coming. He should have seen the way the wind was blowing.
He needs to move.
But it baffles me what these cops think is going on. Like, I was asking you, like, because you deal with ex-police officers, you deal with veterans, and I'm just wondering, like, what is going through these cops' minds? How do we deal with this when we have cops that are just...
What's going through their mind?
Or the communists. What the hell is going on here?
To be blunt, what's going on is that they know that their political masters will fire them if they side with the resident instead of letting Black Lives Matter block the streets and impede travel. And so that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, and it just doesn't make it right. It's just human reality.
Mm.
So that's why it's better to be in a place where you got a conservative sheriff, for example, who's elected by the people.
Right.
Who's less likely, and his deputies are less likely to allow that kind of stuff to happen.
You know, that's something else that they're coming after. I was reading an article today. They're going after constables because constables are kind of similar with sheriffs where they're voted on.
Right.
You know, now the mainstream media is writing these articles where it's like, it's a holdover from the old West. We don't need constables anymore.
Right.
I mean, they really want to get rid of any ability for the local people to have a say as to who is policing them. They want everything federalized and they want it all one level up.
Right.
That video is egregious, obviously, the one we just showed. There's that other video in Portland. I mean, Antifa is throwing rocks at passing cars, and the cops are standing there watching them do it. It boggles my mind.
Same thing. They've been so beat down with, you can't do anything about these people. They're the untouchables now.
Right.
They can run rampant and do what they want. If you try to do anything, you could get fired.
And the cops know that they'll be attacked by these people, and even if they are able to arrest them, the DA is going to throw it out because he's political as well.
Well, they might charge them.
Yeah.
The cop might want to be arrested and thrown in jail.
Right. Yeah, so, that's actually true.
Like I said, I don't think that excuses them from their responsibility under their oath at all.
Right.
But it's just reality. They're worried about their paychecks. They're worried about their pensions. They're worried about their career. And they're worried about liability, too, as far as being held accountable by a corrupt leftist DA.
Right.
Yeah, that's reality, which is why you got to move out of Democrat-controlled areas. This is the way it is.
Okay. So what else can we do in the realms of police?
So the first thing you should do, in no matter where you are, whether you're in a city, in the country, wherever it is, suburbs, is when you start your neighborhood watch, your first step forward should be, why are we doing this? We're doing this so that we can protect the homes of the law enforcement officers and their families and other first responders, firefighters, EMS, et cetera. You know, I'm being critical of cops, but I still want you to protect their families.
Right.
Because when push comes to shove, if you're protecting their homes, first of all, they can go out and do their jobs. Because otherwise, if there's any chaos going on, if their family's not safe, they will collapse back and protect their own family.
Right.
And we've seen this over and over again during natural disasters and man-made disasters. So you've got to provide that protection. And also, when the time comes, push comes to shove, and we're, you know, in a world beyond rule of law,
right,
in a situation like that, they know who has been helping their families. They're more likely to do the right thing under those situations.
Right.
So I think it's important for you to protect the first responders. We call that family safe. So you can borrow that name. I don't care if someone uses it. But establish a family safe program. When you go to your neighbors, you can say, hey, here's why we're doing this. You know, we're not just out here. We're not vigilantes. We're here to back the police. We're back the blue. And we're going to keep your family safe. And we're going to spot and report for law enforcement.
Right.
And that's your first foot forward. And then after that, of course, when you get to know everybody, you're figuring out, you know, who the other gun owners are. And like I said, it's not just about guns. It's also medical is important. Communication is important. Engineering is important.
Right.
Like the big freeze we had right here in Texas.
Yep.
You had people that, you know, had no power, and you got little old ladies being vulnerable to freezing to death. And so you're just like, hey, you know, we want to be able to go check on people that need help. If we need to, we'll go get generators. We'll buy generators. What do we got to do to rig up emergency power? So you identify the guys in the neighborhood who have those skill sets, and you start putting together your teams. You got your engineering team, your medical team, your intel team that's paying attention to who's coming and going, you know, all that kind of situation. And then, of course, your security team. Those are the guys that are either prior law enforcement or military, or those who are concealed carry, you know, permit holders, if you need that where you live, but who are trained and are willing to train to be security. And when the time comes, you're going to have to barricade your neighborhood, put cars, you know, make a little weaving entry of cars,
right,
to
right.
slow people down.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called. But you have cars blocking it off. You'll need bright flashlights, bright lights, brighter the better, to blind potential attackers. Because that definitely deters them. If they're walking towards a neighborhood and they're intent on looting or, you know, whatever they're going to do, and all of a sudden they're getting hit with a big wall of bright white light.
Oh, you can get like 40,000 lumen, like.
Sure.
I have a flashlight. It's a freaking cannon. I mean, it lights up my backyard like a nuclear bomb's going off.
Or you can use your headlights too.
Sure.
For vehicles. So you let them up light and you say, hey, you know, do not enter this neighborhood.
Right.
We are protecting our neighborhood. Go to the next one.
Yeah.
And they will. Even during the Rodney King riots in L.A., where the LAPD pulled back and just, like, abandoned the entire city for quite a long time, neighborhoods that did that were secure. They protected themselves. And, of course, we all know about the Koreans on the rooftop, same thing.
Yeah. And you have a right to protect yourself in this country. As much as they're trying to destroy it, it is still a foundational aspect of America that you have a right to arm yourself and defend yourself against aggression. Not be aggressive towards other people, but when you're being attacked, you have a right to defend yourself.
In our experience, from the rooftops of Ferguson to Louisville and everywhere we've been in between, bad guys they're not on a suicide mission. They're not jihadists. They're not going to go out there and just keep on coming after you. They don't want to get shot. They don't want to die.
Mm.
And if you're not attacking them, that's where it's important to be disciplined. You're not yelling and getting in their face. You're just saying, hey, I'm going to protect myself and this property.
Mm.
9 times out of 10, they won't cross the line.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to die.
Yeah.
So once again, the Koreans on the rooftops in LA were a good example of that. But, you know, right now in Minneapolis, you got some places have, most of the time it's young black men with shotguns or rifles.
Right.
Protecting businesses. The looters pass those by.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get shot.
Yeah. It's the law of the jungle, right? They go after the weakest of the herd, the big, strong ones.
Right.
It's just not worth it. They'll move on. There's softer targets to hit. Oathkeepers.org is the website. Oathkeepers.org/donate is where you go to donate. When we get back, we're going to talk to Stuart about how we get started, because we sort of just laid out like where we go, but what are the first moves that we have to make?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great
dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you. Because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you, because we know we're all in this together.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of the program. Remember, you support InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com. The restocked and reloaded 40% off back in stock specials right now. Alpha Power, ProstaGuard, Winter Sun Plus, and Rocket Rest are all back in stock and all 40% off. And it really, it really helps us. No, it is the thing that helps us. It is the gas in our engine. It's like saying, yeah, gas helps my car drive. No, it's the fuel that we need. So, you know, this is what gets us on the air. This is what gets us the great guests. This is what allows us to go down to the border and capture what's going on down there. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there today if you haven't yet. You will not regret it. I guarantee it. And you're getting this information on top of it all. It's a 360 win. My guest, Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org. And if you want to support his organization, oathkeepers.org/donate is where you go. You know, you were making a great point during the break here about the big freeze here in Texas and the trouble that that caused. I mean, we didn't have water. We didn't have electricity. You had, you know, elderly old ladies freezing to death in their homes. And so, you know, when we talk about having a neighborhood watch and we talk about, you know, where maybe the society is going beyond the rule of law, as you put it, which I think is an appropriate way to phrase it, then this type of stuff will be necessary. But it's not just about the looming specter of civil war or chaos. It's about the everyday things that can happen, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the big freezes, the collapse of infrastructure. Who is checking on that little old lady? How are you organized to help your neighbors and come together and benefit from this? So I think that's, you know, really at the heart of this is that it's something you should be doing no matter what, because who knows what's going to happen. You should be prepared for anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it has all kinds of benefits down the road. So even if your neighbors aren't switched on and red-pilled about what's happening in our country, you can still get them to buy in by using, you know, natural disasters. And like I said, you know, family safe, taking care of the police family,
yeah,
so that they can go out and do their job. Like during a hurricane or any natural disaster, same thing. If you take care of the first responders' families, they can continue to project out and do their work. But you need to take into consideration you're going to have no power,
yep,
probably no phone. You're going to need to have radios. You're going to need to have emergency lights, emergency heat. All that stuff's going to be taken care of. And so, you know, like we had one firefighter in the Dallas area who one of our guys that raised money and bought 10 generators to loan out to people that needed them really bad, like
right,
people with families, little kids and stuff. And so now he has a stock of 10 generators for the next disaster.
That's incredibly useful.
Yeah, very useful.
Yeah.
So that's what you want to do. And we saw this in hurricane relief. We helped set up neighborhood watches afterwards, and we had to loan out radios to the guys because they didn't have radios.
Right.
So radios are critical, even a little two-way FRS radios. CB radios, all that kind of stuff is great. Go get them now before you need them.
Exactly.
So, but you know, you say, how do you start? I think where you start is through a block party, through a barbecue. Everybody come together. I don't care what party you're in. No one gives a damn about political parties in the middle of a hurricane anyway.
Right.
So just bring people together and say, hey, because of the freeze, you know, we're going to start a neighborhood watch to take care of each other.
Yeah.
Don't mention politics. The people who are conservative or more switched on, you'll get to know them when you're talking to them.
Yeah.
And you have a little sidebar conversation with them. And the guy that likes to go shoot, we'll go shoot together.
Right.
You know, and you should train together. It's critical that you, when you get to find out, you identify the people that are competent with their firearms and safe with their firearms, it's important for you to start training together so you can work together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you don't do something stupid, right? Because in the break you're talking about really having to avoid being the aggressor, or like not just avoid, you should never be the aggressor in this situation because of the political situation that we're in, where you are going to be charged unfairly. Even if you are, you know, even if you're in the right, you cannot be the aggressor and you have to tread lightly nowadays, right?
Well, so like, for example, when we go out there and do security, our guys are instructed, you don't yell. If they yell at you, you do not yell back.
Right.
That's not why you're there. Now, if they were to come towards you and then, you know, point a weapon at you, do what you got to do.
Right.
Like the sergeant that killed the idiot pointing an AK at him in Austin there.
Garrett Foster, I think his name.
Yeah, Garrett Foster was the idiot that had the AK in his hands. And he had this off-duty combat veteran sergeant, active duty sergeant, driving an Uber cab, right?
Right.
And, you know, the guy points a gun at him and he shot him.
Right.
He had no choice. So you got to do what you got to do. So don't take it, you know, like you're going to let somebody shoot at you. And that's not how it's going to be at all. But what I mean is you have to be professional.
Right.
So just like a police officer has to be the same way, you don't engage in verbal altercations. If they're coming towards your neighborhood that you're protecting, you just let them know, hey, you're not going to be coming in here. We will not let you enter this neighborhood.
Right.
And let them run their mouth. But they'll usually run their mouth and they'll wander off someplace else.
Yeah.
That's been our experience over and over and over again dealing with Antifa or BLM or any other group.
Yeah, they'll tiger at the end.
They'll run their mouth, but let them run their mouth. They go somewhere else. If you're on camera yelling back at them and then you wind up having to use force, you're going to be in trouble.
Right. That's why
they'll use that against you.
That's why they love attacking like CVS and Starbucks, because nobody actually cares about these things. Like even the managers of Starbucks, they're not going to risk their lives to protect Starbucks. They can throw rocks at Starbucks with complete impunity. Nobody cares. They don't attack like the small businesses where a guy's dedicated his life. I mean, they do attack that, but it's less common because people actually protect themselves. But
right now in Minnesota, they don't attack the places where a guy's standing outside with an AK or a shotgun. And, you know, what I've seen so far, those men are not yelling at anybody either.
Right.
That's not why they're there.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, you mentioned Antifa going to neighborhoods. I read a flyer that's going around in Oklahoma City They say tonight they are marching into, I guess, the nicest neighborhood in Oklahoma City for direct action, you know, against this neighborhood. I don't even know if the people in the neighborhood are even aware. That's where, I guess, communication and interconnectivity comes into. But we saw this last year, and it looks like we're going to see it more this year, is as we move into another summer of riots. They're not going to be staying in the downtown areas. They're going to be moving into the suburbs, yeah, targeting individuals.
Expect that. Expect them to come into your small town trying to intimidate you. But a show of force, once again, a show that, hey, we're going to protect ourselves. With, you know, they have a right to march down the street and go do what they're going to do. That's up to the police to handle that.
Right.
But if they cross that sidewalk and come onto your property, it's a different ballgame.
Right.
But if you're standing there with a shotgun in your hand, all your neighbors are standing there with shotguns in your hands, it's most likely they're just going to wander on down the street and keep on going.
Right.
That's been the pattern across the country.
Yeah. So you sort of talked about where you want to eventually be with your neighborhood watch, where you not only have sort of an organization and the communication, but you also have a team where you know what people's skills they have, what supplies they have, so you can all work together, you know, when a time of crisis emerges. That's down the line. That's the ultimate goal of this. What's step number one for people?
Know your neighbor.
Right. The block party.
Yeah, block party or walking your dog and then hooking up with that local law enforcement officer and, you know, and go and knock on the door and say, hey, I'm working with Officer Friday and we're going to hold a meeting about neighborhood watches. Not everyone will buy in. That's okay.
Right.
At the very least, you can say, hey, let me know how to reach you during the day in case your house is burning or your front door is kicked in. How do I reach you during the day? You know, you're offering them a free service hey, I'll help you out. But as you get to know them, you find out what their background is. Even if they're not willing to buy in right now, at least know what your resources are in the neighborhood. Like a retired doctor, for example. Get a retired doctor. Now you got a guy that's like, okay, I want to make sure he has everything he needs to help me stay alive if the time comes when, you know, there's no medical response, but he's there. What will he need?
Right.
Then put together a kit for him.
Yeah, and of course, there are the supplies that you need. That's what I always point out when I'm talking about storable food or whatever. By the time you need it, it's too late to get it, right? So that might be a step one as well. The radios, the generators, the storable food, the guns and ammo, the first aid kits. So what else can people sort of stock up on right now?
I would say, you know, water purifiers, obviously.
Right.
But the big ones we see over and over again is radios to hand out to your neighbors because they're going to need them. Mm-hmm. They won't go buy them on their own because they're dummies right now.
Right.
So you just buy extra radios and extra batteries and a way to recharge them, solar panels to recharge, things like that.
Right.
So as we saw here in Texas, I got a buddy in the Dallas area. He had solar power.
Right.
He had just gotten his house rigged up with solar power, and all his neighbors were like, why are you spending so much money on solar? And he was the only house that had power.
Right.
So that's why.
Yeah, it can be a great comfort when these things happen. Of course, we were talking, you know, it was a revelation to me living through my first hurricane in Houston is there comes that time where there is no power, and you realize, like, nobody can even call the cops right now. Like, there is no safety. There's no
right. –
nobody's coming to help you, essentially, at a certain point with natural disasters. And step that up next level with the societal disruptions that we're now seeing. And in a lot of ways, it's going back to basics, isn't it? Getting to know your neighbors, having a community around you. You can all look after each other. This isn't some sort of revolutionary, like, destructive concept. It's about friendship and coming together and protecting each other and supporting each other as Americans, right, as it is our right as Americans.
Yeah, and of course you want to have a way to identify each other too. We've used armbands in the past, bright colored vests. I wouldn't recommend that dealing with potential shooters.
Right.
But you want to have a way to identify each other. And of course, guys been in the military, you know, challenge a password, and people have done things where they put, like, distinctive stickers on their cars. You know,
right.
That someone's a resident, someone's not a resident.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of stuff you can do. You can learn more about it by going to oathkeepers.org. You can donate to the cause by going to oathkeepers.org/donate. I'll say it again. This man sitting next to me is target numero uno for the globalists. He is a bulwark against their tyranny, and you can help him and be one yourself by going to oathkeepers.org and oathkeepers.org/donate. Stuart Rose, thanks so much for coming on.
You got it, really. Thanks.
Alex Jones starts in just a minute. Stay with us.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD.
HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.